10 states will hold presidential primaries or caucuses Tuesday. By Wednesday, the choice for the Democratic nominee may be pretty much a foregone conclusion. In advance of Super Tuesday, the Democratic candidates are expected to meet again in New York tomorrow for a nationally televised debate. Wall Street Journal political editor John Harwood joins us. John, thanks for being with us.
Great to be here.
Is it the candidates themselves who seem to be setting the terms of the debate right now? Has the press succeeded in making anything an issue?
What has set the terms of the Democratic race so far is the fact that the party itself is so inflamed by George W. Bush. The Democrats dislike him intensely, more so than they have other recent Republican presidents. That has really set parameters around the Democratic debate. It has discouraged candidates from attacking one another because Democrats don't want a food fight within the party. And that tone was struck first by Howard Dean. Howard Dean saw that in the Democratic electorate, enunciated very, very harsh criticism of George W. Bush, and everybody basically fell in line, and George Bush became the target, not other Democrats. Now, lately, Bush himself is trying to set the terms of an unfolding general election race, and he tried to do that with the gay marriage amendment this week, really changing the subject. He's seen the Democratic Party rise in public esteem. John Kerry has risen in public esteem as Bush has been attacked. He tried to say to his base, look, I'm on your side. I'm pushing things that are important to you. Let's get on to other subjects.
Are we at the point where gay marriage is going to become an issue?
I don't think it's going to be much of an issue in the primary campaign. John Edwards and John Kerry, the two principal contenders for the nomination, have very similar positions. In the general election,
they say they're opposed to
gay
marriage.
They're both opposed to gay marriage, but also opposed to the constitutional amendment to prohibit gay marriage, and they say it ought to be left to the states to decide. What we don't know is whether or not gay marriage is going to be something that moves swing voters or it just galvanizes opinion on the left and on the right. We've already seen that happening, and we know that's going to be the case. The White House and people advising George W. Bush say that the images of gay couples getting married, kissing one another, that are on television screens nationally, are in effect going to radicalize the moderate voters in the suburbs of America, and people who might think of themselves as tolerant will say, well, wait a minute, I don't want to embrace that, and decide that George Bush is on their side. But Democrats say that what's going to happen is that the more George Bush talks about that issue, the more voters are going to say, why are we talking about that? Is that as important as health care and jobs and the other sort of bread and butter concerns? We don't really know how that argument's going to come out.
Mm-hmm. Let me ask you about Federal Reserve Chairman Alan Greenspan this week called for scaling back Social Security benefits. Says that the government's already overextended on those payments. And he also supports making the Bush administration's tax cuts permanent. This becomes a campaign issue?
Well, I think it does. It was front page news, not only on the East Coast, but I was in California this week, and it was front page of the San Francisco Chronicle. Democrats immediately argued that this is the logical extension of George Bush's fiscal policy, that he has cut taxes largely for people of affluent means, and that now we've got a big hole in the budget that Alan Greenspan says ought to be filled by cutting Social Security. I've heard a couple of things from Republicans in response. One, they can't run against Alan Greenspan. He's a respected figure nationally, and he's not on the ticket. Mm-hmm. Secondly, I heard from someone at the White House, well, didn't John Kerry vote for the confirmation of Alan Greenspan? Nevertheless, Alan Greenspan, in effect, is the economic voice of the U.S. government right now, and it's George Bush's government. I think this is something that potentially could put George Bush and his running mate, Dick Cheney, in an awkward position to have to say, well, we're not for cutting Social Security, but we do have this big deficit. We have to do something about it. It's not clear that they've got much of a solution.
Mr. Greenspan has been the voice under Democratic governments, and that could continue
absolutely.
If, in fact, the Democrats elected this time.
Sure. However, George Bush owns the government right now. That's the situation you find when you're incumbent president. He owns the $500 billion budget deficit that we have. And voters tend to think of the deficit as a rather abstract element. Unless it's linked to real problems in the economy or some other adverse consequence, they don't pay much attention to it. But if they begin associating the deficit with cuts in Social Security benefits, that could be a problem.
John Harwood, political editor for The Wall Street Journal. Thanks very much.
My pleasure.